I got Mr. Giles to join us here at HNL Pacific National here in the city of Dallas, Fort Worth, and the Dallas, Fort Worth Metroplex. I want to thank the commander God for joining me with us on the night. I encourage you to be any of the event that yourself before we started. I'm telling you about a great man God has been alive and new entries in the life of stand up for some time. We can put out the word of God, out of the power of the Spirit, to cover us for the work that they're doing in that area of the country. Thank God for that. Bishop Jim Minor, along with the great man of God, got to go all right, right in all right, from the crowd of God. Great purpose for 2 months, and we'll be coming. It's a great opportunity. It's just a great uplift in our life for the morning here. Four years ago, we started it out. So now the pastor was looking to do what he said. Whenever God gives a vision, it's not just going forth with that vision, but whatever that vision may be. God's already ordained it and prepared and created to go forth. No matter what it may be, no weapon formed against us will prosper. We celebrate on the man of God, first evening. We might have the man of God also in the night, possibly. Dr. Albright, he's very busy over there in the city of Clubhouse. And that is Jim Biden. They have some powerful words. Songs of blessing you guys to be with us. We got a later time. We're going to bring the man of God and greet the man of God. So, man of God, I'm glad we encouraged any. I know he's had a great word to come to you, the kingdom of God. So, I'm going to step back and I'll turn it over to this prophet. And he's going to take it from there. Prophet. You are on the air and it's in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless each and everybody out there. Amen. At the sound of my voice. Amen. Amen. Let me just say a prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord God, we come before your throne of grace this evening. Father, right now. I bring each and every person before you right now. Father, I ask you to touch each and every person on this line. Father, those that are here, I ask you to bless them. Those that are not here, God, we ask you to speak to them. We ask you to touch them right now, Lord. Touch them on their shoulder right now. Let them know it's your time, God. It's time for you, time for your word. Father, Lord, let them know and remind them, God, that this is where they belong. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, all across this world right now, Father, we spread your love, we spread your word, Lord, for your kingdom that come, Lord, on this earth, and thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bless each and everyone from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. And Lord, we anoint this line. We anoint every station, Lord, every cable, Lord, every mechanism, every computer that is being used, Lord, every cell phone that is being used for your honor and glory to hear your word or to even bring your word. We anoint it with the blood of Jesus right now, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now, with no other name but Jesus' almighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. A pleasant good evening. God bless you all. Amen. I know, amen. Tonight, you know, the Lord has been dealing with me in regards to the people. You know, it's been on my heart about where we're at today, where and what's going on today. So many people have gone astray. And why is that? You know, and the reason, you know, that keeps coming back to me is because of the fact that, you know, the word of God says to study to show thyself under proof. Excuse me, study to show thyself approved under God. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. And, you know, you can find that in 2 Timothy 2:15. And, you know, that means that we're supposed to dissect the word. We're supposed to go through the word and understand it, not just read it, but understand it and know what it means. And that's something that, you know, has been a pet peeve of mine for years. You know, when I was a kid, and some of you probably were taught this as well. And, you know, when I was a kid, I was taught that in Matthew 9:24, you know, Jesus was quoted saying that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And with that being said, a lot of people felt like, wow, a camel going through the needle, and they took it like a rich man could never get to heaven. But that's not what the scripture was saying. You see, and that's what started people going astray. That's what, when people don't understand the word and they don't understand where it's come from, where did this saying derive from, it causes problems. When I was younger, I came out the Marine Corps, I was working in Manhattan, and there was a gentleman there, man, a beautiful, nice guy. His name was Joe Jernigan. He told me one time, he said, the lack of information will cause people to create their own information. You see, and this is what has happened throughout the years. Now, when you hear a scripture like that, you say, well, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Well, you know what? Depending on where you are, the eye of the needle has different meanings. For instance, in America, the eye of the needle, our needle is a sewing needle, and we think about that eye of the needle, and we think, wow, man, we could hardly get thread through there, so how could a camel get through there? But then we have that, with God, all things are possible. So, we moved, this camel going through the eye of this sewing needle into a miracle, because only, think God can do anything, you see. But that's not what Jesus meant, and when I found out, the Lord had me to find this out, as I started seeking truth. And I found out, and some of you may know, I know a lot of people in Africa, they know, and, the Middle East and so on. But let me just break this down to you. What happens is, in the, in the Middle East, in those days, you would hear about the walls of Jericho and the walls of this city and so on and so forth. Well, when they had walls like that, they had these great big gates that they would close in the evening time, okay? And they would, and we've probably seen it on television, Abbott and Costello had a scene, and if you used to watch Abbott and Costello, that was one of my favorites, and they would have these big logs that would come down over those doors and lock them in, and that was so that the enemy couldn't come into the camp at night or to the city at night and overrun them. But now, when the merchants leave in the morning, because every city there's somebody who's buying and selling, there's some salesmen in there. When the merchants left in the morning, they went out to do their daily, toil and sell their merchandise. They would put everything on the camels, and they would take the camels and, go out selling it. Well, in the evening time when they came home, sometimes it was so late that those gates were closed, and they had to get inside. So what happened was, there was a little doorway right next to that, to the big gates, and this doorway was big enough for one man to walk in, at a time. There was security there, and that was so that the enemy couldn't come in and, through that doorway and cause problems, because it was so small, that one man at a time. So anyway, when these men came back in the evening time, they would take everything off the camel, and they would put it inside the gates, and then they would get the camel to kneel down on his knees. And once he kneeled down on his knees, he would crawl through that doorway. And that doorway was called the eye of the needle. And that's what Jesus was referring to when he said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, which was to get through that doorway, than a rich man to enter the kingdom. And here's why. Because the camel would allow you to take everything off and strip them down of all the finances, the money that was collected that day, and the merchandise, and the worldly things. They would take it off of them, and the camel would have no problem with it. And it would take some doing, but the camel would finally get on his knees and go through and crawl through what he had to go through to get in. Whereas a rich man doesn't want to let go of the money. He doesn't want to let go of his worldly possessions. And for him to humble himself, because he has so much, he may have so much money that he's not humble. And, he thinks it's beneath him to get down and crawl through something or go through something. But this is what Jesus was referring to. You know, it wasn't so much the needle that we saw it, but it is that doorway. And he was saying it's easier for that camel to do it than a rich man. But it's not impossible, because a rich man, when he realized who Jesus is and who God is and who his true creator is, would end up giving it all and say, hey, you know, I'm willing to serve God. I'll do anything. So, amen. So that's one of the things that people was misled about, and because of that, it led them astray. You know, I was saying earlier that, you know, if you start a straight line, you start going north, and in your journey you go 1 degree off, over time you're so far from where you belong that there's a problem. You know, so it's time, in order to get the saints of God back on track and where they belong and understanding the word of God and what God really is speaking, you got to go back now and to the foundation of time and start teaching the simple things like this, you know, the eye of the needle. You understand? So, amen. So, one of the other things that was a misconception or, you know, that was just totally misunderstood by some. And I know I was when I was young, and I was, you know, I was out there, you know, getting in the church and so on, was, you know, where they said in the scripture, it was in, what was that? It was in Psalms 37:4. He said, you know, he'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, and we think about that, like, wow, you know, well, you know, if I desire, you know, if I desire this, or, you know, if I want a Cadillac, or if I want a mansion, or if I want to just, you know, relax at home all day, you know, he'll allow me because he'll give me what I want. No, that's not what that meant. That's not what that means. When he said he will give you the desires of your heart, what that means is the direction that God wants you to go in, he will place in you a desire for you to go after that, to go in that direction. For instance, if he wants you to be a doctor, you have a desire to be a doctor. If he wants you to be a nurse or a teacher, he'll give you a desire to do so. If he wants you to go out and speak the word, he's going to give you a desire from down inside, this unction, just to speak the word. So amen. So this desire, some of you right now are realizing, you know, you have desires to do certain things. Well, this desire is the direction that God is going to use you, and God is moving you to use you in the kingdom. This is where he wants you. Amen. So, amen. So think about now the desires that you have had in life. And have you followed those desires? Have you done those desires? Have you achieved it? Or are you still waiting to do it? Well, here's what. Now is the time. Now that this is being said, now is the time to start, you know, redirecting and start going after those desires. Because I'll tell you something, God will move miraculously in those areas for you. Doors will open like never before. Amen. So, amen. So we giving God praise. We giving God, you know, honor and glory tonight, because, you know, amen, it's about time that we start understanding the little intricate things, the things that, you know, really, you know, could puzzle people and have puzzled people for some years. So, amen. So, you know, now, amen, those are just two examples, and there's more, but those two was in my heart, you know, really and truly. And you know, matter of fact, I didn't even tell my wife exactly what was, you know, what was going through my mind and what was in my spirit about, you know, tonight. But she asked me a question, and she said, do you think we have the same faith today as they had back in the days with Jesus? And I told her no. You know, it's totally different, because, you know, those people, watch this now, those apostles and so on back then, they knew Jesus, and they knew fact, plain truth. A lot of our knowledge of God, and a lot of our expectations has been you know, based on, you know, everything has been based on miracles, because God is, you know, he's this miracle worker. He's this almighty God. He's a mysterious God. So we think everything is a miracle. You know, like for instance, that camel going through that sewing needle, that's a miracle. You know, only God could, but that, you see what I'm saying? So now that you know the truth, there's one less miracle that we could look for. We could understand now, you know what, God is not about doing all these miracles and all this. He does, don't get me wrong, he does, but the foundations and the teachings of what he's about is really simple. It is really, really simple. You know, there's so much more. There's tithing that you can go into, and so many different areas of God that we've been misled, that we, you know, has been you know, taught the way man wanted it taught, not the way God wanted it taught. Well, now, here's what. On this network, you're going to get the teachings the way God wants it taught. And they will be, you know, here's the thing I always say. You know, when the truth comes, there's no arguing with the truth. No lie can stand up against the truth. It is, it's stone cold fact. So now, you know, here's what. You know, I want you to go out and see this thing. I encourage you to go seek, and like the scripture says in Timothy, you know, study to show thyself approved. Study to show, you know, God, so that God will approve you, that you won't be ashamed, but you'll know exactly what's what. So don't just take my word for it. See, a lot of times we go to the church and, you know, and the pastor's preaching, and we sit there and say, amen, amen, amen. You know, the pastor said the sky is pink. Well, hallelujah, the sky is pink. No, go look for yourself. Go find the color that match it up and say, wait a minute, it's not pink. That's called blue. Uh-oh, you know, so something's wrong. I want you to, you know, the scripture says also, in the last days you'll work out your own soul salvation, okay? So the only way you're going to know that and work it out is by seeking the truth. You know, you got to start doing your due diligence, as they say. You know, start doing your little back investigations, you know, and see for yourself. You know, if you love the Lord and you love the truth, you got to seek it. You got to, you know, dig it up. Find it for yourself. Don't just take a man's word for it. But no, well, okay, fine. You know, everything I've checked out, you know, this man is on point. He's saying the truth. I want you to do that. I encourage you to do that, because this way, you know what, it'll keep the man of God on his toes, because it can easily start taking you astray if you're not doing what you're supposed to. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, a man of God, a pastor or apostle, or prophet, whoever, is supposed to be able to bring you to God, okay? Bring you to God and get you to know who God is. You know, get you, you know, teach you and explain to you about the Holy Ghost and everything that the Bible says that is there for you. Okay, man of God is supposed to tell you everything about the gifts of the Spirit. As a matter of fact, the gifts that's dormant is in you, the gifts that you operating in, the things that's going on with you that you see, you know, that you don't understand. This is what the man of God is for. This is what the apostle is, you know, amen. And our apostle, I'm going to tell you something, this man of God that we have here, he is about bringing out every gift and every ministry that you have inside of you, that every ministry that's on this line, amen. And I heard his word shall go forth, because he's bringing the truth. He's bringing, you know, what was supposed to be bought over and over and over, time and time again, but has not. They've been held back. You know, I always tell people, you know, Jesus had his disciples, and his, you know, they became apostles. They served with him for a couple of years, and then they were sent out. 2 years, they were sent out to go do the work. How many of us are sitting in churches for 20 years, and the only work we're doing is going to our daily work to bring in the tithes and offerings to maintain and support, amen, somebody's life? Come on, somebody. You know, this is what I'm talking about. You're supposed to, the pastor's supposed to teach you how to get in touch with God. And once you're in touch with God, well, then he let God start, amen, dealing with you and telling you what's what. And he's supposed to help you develop that ministry and, amen, and be there to guide you throughout that ministry. Hello, somebody. This is what it's about. It's not about going every Sunday and sitting there and amen and read some scripture. We sing a song and then we come back next Sunday. And, you know, there's no spiritual growth in that. Amen. It's about spiritual growth. But the first thing is the foundation, the knowledge. The knowledge. That's the key. Amen. Once you know the truth, now you can move forward. Amen. And I pray God, amen. I pray you all, amen, move forward from this night forth. Amen. 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 My God, we thank you, Father. Lord God, we thank you right now. We thank you. We bless and praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord. We pray that, amen, the channels of their minds open tonight, God, and they have received, amen, the simple, amen, foundations and word that have been misconstrued throughout the years, my God. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. I thank you, God, Lord, for even using me once again, God, in any way, form, or fashion, my God. Lord, right now, I pray, amen, that those on this line that may need a healing, that may need a touch, an answer, Lord, if they have a question, I ask you to answer it, God. If they have a need, I ask you to provide it, God. If, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, my God, I thank you, and I ask you to meet the need of each and every one of them, God. Lord, right now, even, amen, there's one on this line right now that I'm seeing that is going through and is almost destitute. And, Father God, right now, we turn that around right now. Come against, oh, my God, we come against lack. I cast poverty out of their life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, my God, even the job situation right now, God. Lord, the job situation, as though they were released or being released, well, we turn that around right now. And not only will they keep them, but they will. My God, they will elevate them on that job right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for they know what's going on. But you know what, God? Amen. We thank you, Lord, because the enemy has lied on them, has tried to devour them and wreck their home. But God, we turn that around right now in no other name but Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My God, we thank you. We bless and praise you. Amen. I don't know if anybody... Amen. Anybody has any questions, any prayer requests? If you want to, amen. If you have a prayer request or anything, amen, feel free. I want to pray for you. I want to see God bless you. I want to hear, amen, that this world not just exists, but there's a change. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophet, let me go ahead and give them the number. For those who are on the line, and the Prophet Kirk Denny is speaking the word of God, truth, you know, if there's a request that you have, you know, all you have to do for those who are already on the line is touch that number one button on your particular dial pad. It'll flag you in the studio, and guess what? We'll open up and you'll be in contact with him, whatever the Lord has in your heart to pray about. We can get it done today. I mean, you don't have to delay. Don't let these things be curious in your mind about whether it be of God or not. But we want to make sure that you're going to get some straight answers and information about the things God has in store for you. Don't be carried away by fables, these lies, these things we hear that make you feel good just in your just a tickling of your fancy, as they say. But all you have to do for those who call in is 929-477-1191. And when you call into the studio, all you have to do is push the number one button. One of the studio managers here is in the studio will actually see you, and they'll let you in, and they'll let you speak in person or make you speak with Prophet Kirk Denny on tonight. We do have a Dr. Albright in the studio tonight. They're such a hardworking man in the kingdom of God, him and the man of God, Jim Miner, is doing such a great work over there in Ghana, and I wouldn't expect him to be on tonight. But as I said, once again, I'm just going to freeze it for a minute and give the man of God, Dr. Albright, some room here with the Prophet Kirk Denny, and they're going to actually collaborate. And I said, once again, all you have to do is push your number one button. If there's something you need God to pray for you about in your direction and what he has for you in your life, look, don't be afraid. As I said, no question is a dumb question. No answer, I'll tell you. You got to hear what the word of God is saying tonight. He's trying to get you to get there. Dr. Albright, you're in the studio with the man of God, Prophet Kirk Denny. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Amen.
Dr. Amen. Albright. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If there's a word you have, Dr. Albright, because he's going to get back started going. We just want to open up the ways for you and give you respect, because we know you're always with us and doing the work to help push the kingdom forward. So we're going to give you some time to go ahead and just, you know, collaborate with the power of the Spirit and what God is speaking on tonight in the hearts of the people, and let them just kind of get solidified in what God has in store for them. I know you've been doing a great work all day, and I know you're tired, man of God, but I'm going to push you a little bit.
Thank you, Apostle. Apostle Charles, for this honor, for this opportunity, and thank you so much, Prophet, for the powerful truth you were sharing with us, you know, letting us know the importance of knowledge, and not just any knowledge, but the knowledge of God. You know, the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, is that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
He didn't say my people are destroyed for lack of money. So the problem is not money.
All right.
The problem is not the country where you live, because Isaac was living in a farming country. In fact, he went to the king of that country, went to King Abimelech and said, "Cain, I want to leave this country to go to Egypt to find some shelter there." But the Bible said the Lord appeared unto him and said to him, "Don't make any move." He said, "I will be with you and I'll bless you." So it's not about the country where you live. It's about who is with you, who you are walking with.
Yes.
And the Bible said that same year he experienced such financial prosperity that shook the government of his day. In fact, the Bible says Isaac had money more than his government. And the government of his day envied Isaac because of his prosperity. They tried to stop him on every side, but they couldn't. Why? The Lord was with him. So it's not about the money. It's about people are destroyed. He didn't say the world. He's dealing with his people. Mm-hmm. He's dealing with God's people. He said they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not lack of money, not lack of power. It's not lack of power. It's knowledge. And the Bible says, through knowledge, the just is delivered into their inheritance. Through knowledge. It's that you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Yeah.
Now, as a Christian, the truth does not make you free, because in Christ you are free. But the truth keeps you free. It keeps you free. Where you have your freedom to serve the Lord, you have your freedom to live for God. You have your freedom to prosper in all directions. So, your knowledge of God is so important. And as a newborn Christian, you must find a Bible-believing church where you can worship. That's why it's so important you connect with Apostle Charles. He will show you what to do. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, it said, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, and you grow thereby." It said the word will cause you to grow. And in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, it said, "Brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified." The word of God is able to build you up spiritually, physically, materially, financially. Able to build you up in every aspect of your life. But the question is, are you paying attention to this word? When you study Ephesians, and I'm going to end with this, when you study Ephesians, the Bible says something very powerful. Because here, God is letting us know the importance of spiritual growth. No father and mother expect their children to remain at the same level. No. God wants us to grow. And he said, when you desire the word, you will grow thereby. In other words, you grow all the time. So when you read Ephesians chapter 4, I'm going to read it. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 11. It says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Now, he said, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He tells you that there is a knowledge that causes you to function in God's fullness. We have different kinds of knowledge. You see, so, he says, till we all come to the oneness of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. The Greek word knowledge here is epignosis. It means the full knowledge, the full discernment. He's dealing with a knowledge with relationship. A knowledge that makes the knower to relate to that which is known. And that is the realm God wants his children to come to. Where you relate, for example, God says the whole world belongs to you. Have you come to believe it? Do you relate with it? Have you accepted it? Do you believe the whole world belongs to you? He said all things are yours. Do you have a relationship with that revelation? Do you have a relationship with that truth? That's what Apostle Paul is talking about here. He said, to we all, unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. He said, this one, this kind of knowledge will cause you to function in God's perfection. Not only that, he said, it will cause you to function in the fullness of God. And when that happens, the verse 14, it said, that henceforth be no more children. When you function in that realm, you will no longer be a child who is being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, by the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Hallelujah. So that's what happened. So the truth that the prophet of God was sharing with us on the line today, don't take it lightly. This is about your destiny. It's about your destiny. He doesn't want us to remain children who are being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We have some people, every message is a powerful message because they don't study the word. So they can't tell the difference between fables, fairy tales, and the truth of God's word.
Yes, sir.
So we thank God for such gift he has given to the body of Christ. Thank you so much, Prophet of God, Prophet Kurt, Apostle Charles, for, you know, bringing the word of God to us every week to, you know, so that we will grow in our walk with God, in our knowledge of God, in our relationship with God, we will grow. You know, growth is so important. I think I should read this. Growth, spiritual growth is so important. When you read Galatians chapter 4, in fact, when you read chapter 3, the 29, the Bible says, if you belong to Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. Now, when you come to the chapter 4, the verse 1, it said the heir. As long as he is a child, he said he is not different from a servant, though he is Lord of all. So you see why spiritual growth is so important. That's why your knowledge of God's word is so important. You can't take that lightly. Is that the heir, the inheritor? As long as he is a child, he says he's not different from a slave, though he's Lord of all, though he owns everything. So, for example, God says all things are yours. But if you have not grown in spiritual understanding, the Bible says even though all things are yours, you're going to function like one who doesn't have anything. You're going to function like a slave. But we are not slaves. God's children are not slaves. The Bible says we are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are heirs of God. We are not empty. But it says as long as you are a child in the Lord, you're going to function like a slave. You'll be praying, Lord, you know I don't have anybody. You know, you'll be praying weak prayers. Prayers that weakens your faith. You see, Lord, you know I don't have anybody. What do you mean by Lord, you know I don't have anybody? Don't you have the Lord? Don't you have the Holy Ghost in you? So you're not being fair in your prayer. Because you're not paying attention to God's word. Jesus told the disciples, he said, a time will come, all of you will leave me, but I want you to know I am not alone. Because the Holy Spirit was in him and with him. He said, a time will come, all of you will scatter abroad because of persecution. But I want you to know one thing, I am not alone. So how can you pray, Lord, you know, I don't have anybody. You see, you find yourself talking like ordinary men and women because you're not paying attention to the word of God. You see, and that's what the prophet of God was showing us, the importance of knowledge, the importance of revelation knowledge, the importance of the knowledge inspired by the Holy Ghost, the importance of the knowledge of God. And that's what you need in this time. Because without that knowledge, you find yourself going astray. You find yourself doing things because you feel everybody is doing it. No. Don't do things because everybody is functioning like that. Do it because that's what the Spirit of God is asking you to do. That was the life of Jesus. Have you forgotten what was said concerning Jesus? The Bible said, no man ever spoke like him. He never spoke like the religious leaders of his day. He never spoke like them. Why? Because he told us, he said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. He was so conscious of the instructions the Father gave to him, and he worked with it. It made him different from all the preachers of his day.
Amen.
So this is the end time. Give attention. You need your Bible now more than ever before. You need your Bible. Don't put your Bible somewhere. No, pick your Bible. It's the Holy Spirit. Teach me your word. If you want to grow, I told you what to do. I said, call the man of God. Let him know, man of God, I want to grow. I want to grow in my walk with God. I feel empty. I feel empty. I want to grow. Help me grow. And it's going to help you to grow. Because every father wants the children to grow. God wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to remain the same level. He wants us to grow. So you are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Apostle Charles, for this opportunity. I'm eternally grateful. Thank you, sir.
We're going to put it back in the hands of Kurt. You know, probably Kurt will take, I take the handcuffs off now because the Holy Spirit is moving. And we let the Holy Ghost move. We got to let it have what it has to say. So it's back in the hands of this prophet. And I'm telling you that Abner Nita was a powerful revelation to the story. I'm telling you, you got to shake it off to get in the eye. And I'm telling you, prophet, go ahead. Are we listening?
Amen. 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 God is awesome. Amen. You know, let me say this. I just want to thank, amen. I want to thank the apostle, you know, for the obedience and obeying the Lord by doing this line of communication, this network that he has that can bring everybody from all different areas and walks of life together. Amen. And I want to thank, amen, Apostle Albright. Amen. Dr. Albright. I want to thank him because, you know, because he's in position and in place. Amen. I always tell people, I say, you know, it's not about one man. If it was about one man, one doctor, one pastor, one, you know, there wouldn't be so many. But God needs everybody. And see, the thing about, let me explain this. It's not about Dr. Albright's ministry or Apostles' ministry or my ministry. It's about the church. It's about the body of Christ. Now, here's the thing. We could have no matter how many different edifice with people in it, but it's still one church. It's still one body. Okay, I want you to understand that. See, there's some people that isolate, and I've seen that they isolate. Well, you know, I have 33 churches. Well, you know what? You're supposed to have one church. It's the body, it's the church of God. The church, that's God's church. That's his bride that he's coming back for. Amen? So keep that in mind, that this is about one church. This is about the oneness in Christ. And this is why we're here tonight. It's to let you know that, you know, this is not about, you know, individuality thing. This is all of us coming together for one purpose. The purpose is that we all shall see God, that we shall see Jesus. We shall be there on Judgment Day, and we shall say, my good servant, a job well done. Amen. That's what we want. We want to see everyone making it. We want to teach you the truth. Amen. So that you know. That you know. When you open a scripture, when you hear someone speak something, you say, oh, no, you know, that's not this. And the reason why is because of A, B, C, D. And there's no argument. You just shine some light on somebody and gave them something that they didn't have before. That's what it's about. I want each of you that's hearing us, amen, to be strengthened in Christ. The same way Paul would write letters, amen, he didn't have the internet, he didn't have a radio, he didn't have a television, he didn't have anything like this. He had to write letters. Well, guess what? Our letters are being written right now just by speaking through a microphone or in front of a camera. Hello, here, somebody. So you're getting not just letters, you're getting encyclopedias here. We're giving you so much knowledge and that we want you to understand that this is what God wants. This is what God has for your life, because we have to raise up people and show them. We have to show them the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. And it's not so much just saying I accept him, but it's knowing what he meant. It's knowing who he is. You know, listen, a lot of people say Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Let me tell you something. The scripture says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Okay? So now watch this. Jesus is the Word of God. Okay? And let me see if I could take you to understand what we're saying here. He's the Word of God. As I speak or as you speak, we speak words. Now, imagine God speaking and God's words is coming out of his mouth. God takes his words that he's spoken, because he's the Almighty God. He takes the words that he spoke, and he gets it all together, gathers it all together, his words, and he places it in a woman named Mary, and she gets impregnated by the Holy Spirit because that word is placed inside of her. Just the word. That's what Jesus was. So, yes. Yes. Oh, my God. I hope you understand what's going on here. I hope you understand what's going on. So that word, in that verse there, 17, it said, that, and it dwelt among us, and the word dwelt among us. You know, so Jesus came down, which is the word of God, and he dwelt among us. And that's why when he spoke, he was speaking because that was God speaking, because he is the word of God. He was the word from God. He is the true and living word. That's why I said, no man cometh to the Father except through me. So guess what? It's the word of God. You can't, oh man, this is so deep. Because here's why. Wherever you live, wherever you are, I can't get to you unless you speak and tell me how to get to you. So God sent his word to speak to us and tell us how to get to him. That's why I said, no man cometh to the Father except through me. Hello, here, somebody. There's so much teaching that you may not have heard before, but this is the intricacy of, oh, my God. This is very in depth. It's detailed. It's something that you needed. It's something that the world needs to hear and to know, so that they can now put the pieces together. Because you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, the Bible contradicts itself." No, it does. It doesn't contradict
Amen.
Itself.
Amen.
It's just that man didn't study to show thyself approved. He didn't show himself approved. He didn't study to know the truth. So if you speak in one thing one way and you speak in another thing, well, that's going to contradict, because guess what? You know, it doesn't make sense. And that's because one thing might be true, the other thing might be not. So truth and untruth can't come together. It's like oil and vinegar. It's just not going to mix. It may look like it's going to mix, but when you get down to it, you're going to see, no, they're separate. It doesn't come together. So amen. So, you know, I thank each and every one of you. I don't know, amen. You know, we offered for prayer, amen. But I'm gonna go ahead and pray for each and every one, amen. And you know what, amen. Dr. Albright, amen. As I said, I was gonna pray. You know, the Holy Spirit, amen, is leading me to let you pray because of the fact that there's
amen.
A new anointing. There's a new anointing that you know of that just came on your life. For the people, amen. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? That's what I'm
saying.
Oh
yeah, hallelujah.
Yes sir.
Go ahead.
Yes sir. You know, we're currently having a conference with our highly esteemed Bishop James Minor from Kenya, and yesterday. We had a special meeting with him, and, you know, he brought so much word from the Holy Ghost, spoke words, and, you know, began to tell me how, you know, the Spirit of God has changed, you know, my level, and I've been catapulted to new realm, you know, glory. So you are in the Spirit. I believe every word, you know.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Yes, I believe every word that you say, you know, because you weren't here. We've not spoken. I don't even have your number. And, you know, you just said what you said, and yet you were in the meeting. So I thank God for, you know, such unique gift of the Spirit.
Amen.
To work in your life, prophet of God. You
amen. No, Dr. Albright, let me ask you a question. Where are you located in this world right now?
I'm in Accra, Ghana. It's millions of miles away from where you are.
Oh, Okay, now, those of you that's listening, he is in Accra, Ghana, okay? And I'm in the United States of America, okay? And I am, yesterday when he was talking, I was in Florida, and now I'm up north. I was in Brooklyn, New York, just a couple hours ago, all right? And so I'm out here traveling, doing what I have to do. But he is thousands of miles away, like he said, amen. And here's what the Holy Spirit is telling me about what's going on. So see, amen. When you know God, you know the truth. Or like I said, seek ye first the kingdom, okay? And its righteousness, and all else shall be added. So here's what. What you see and what you're hearing right now, amen, I'm asking God, as you seek, I'm asking God to add all this onto you. So you'll know, amen, the Holy Ghost will speak to you as he's speaking to me, as he speaks to Dr. Albright, as he speaks to Apostle. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Albright, amen. Go ahead and pray for him. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, my little brahaste. Liko da gatiko shete braha. Liko brapashata. My little brata kasete de badia. Makasitori ba brata kalokro palere. Mayaka shete de ba brata kolere brahaste. Father, there are so many people on the line listening to us. They are hungry for you, but they have no shepherd. They are scattered abroad because they don't have any coach leading them in the way they should go. They have created their own destinies and purpose, ambitions. They have their own hopes. That is empty. And tonight, I thank you for the new thing you're doing. That you're bringing shepherd into these people's life, because your word declares that you give us shepherd after your heart. That will feed us with knowledge and understanding. And as a result of this knowledge and understanding, we'll multiply. We'll prosper. And I thank you are bringing these people on the line, shepherds that are after your hearts, ministers of the gospel that are after your heart. And I'm glad we are one of them, that you are using to shepherd these individuals who have given up. They are hungry for you. They are searching for you. But they don't know how to find you. We thank you, Father, for giving them shepherd. And I thank you, they are calling their numbers for us to mentor them, for us to father them, for us to train them in the word of righteousness, so that they would discover the purpose by which you brought them to this earth and function and fulfill that purpose. Like Paul said to Archippus, they say to Archippus that the ministry you have received from the Lord, give attention to that ministry so that you fulfill it. And I thank you that so many are beginning to discover their ministry in Christ. And they will no longer walk in darkness. They will no longer grope in the dark. But they will walk in the light as you are the light. Because in your light we see. In your light we are able to see the true nature of things. I thank you for all that you're doing in these lives. I thank you, their lives are never the same. I declare them blessed in all things. And I declare they will humble themselves to learn. to humble themselves to be taught, to humble themselves to remain taught, to humble themselves. They are released from that spirit of pride that want to destroy their lives. They are humbled in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet, for this opportunity. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. I thank you. I thank you, dear doctor. I thank you. I ask God to bless you. I ask him to keep, God protect you. I ask him to lift you up. I ask him to watch you going out and coming in. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your blessing the people. Amen. I thank you for doing the work of God the way he has given you to do, and even to use this new level on them, because this is something, amen, that the Holy Spirit said that they needed, amen, even in their growth. Amen. This was something that's the, amen, spiritual nourishment for their souls. Amen. Amen. And I thank God. And I thank God for that. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God. Amen. And we bless, you know, we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And what I'd like you to do, amen, you know, I would like you to reach out to someone that you know that needs to hear these words. I'd like you to reach out to a neighbor, to a friend, amen, even to an enemy, amen, you know, and let them know, hey, you know what, you need to come on here and hear what's going on, amen. And you know what, amen, and I speak this over your lives, those of you that will reach out and tell three people, amen, to get on here, to tell them how to find us, how to find this. Tell them how to find their way. Amen. God is going to move for you. God is going to bless you. You're going to see it. I'm not just saying it. Reach out to three people. You're going to see how God is going to bless you. And please, amen. You know, again, when I was younger, amen, you know, when somebody said God was going to bless you, automatically we thought about finances, because that's the way the church was heading. That's the way it was. So everything, every blessing we look for, finances. No, every blessing is not finances. Amen. So, amen, when I say God is going to bless you, amen, he may bless you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, or even monetarily, but not just monetarily. So, amen. So reach out to three people and expect a blessing. But not only expect it, but I need you to recognize your blessing. Amen. 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 I'm going to go ahead and turn it over back over to the apostle. Amen. Apostle. Amen. God bless you. I know, you know, we went on some time tonight, but, amen. God is moving. Amen. I thank you, apostle, for, amen, allowing me to be here and just even, you know, address the people. I thank you very much. God bless you, sir. Amen. All right. Amen. Apostle, I don't know if you're on mute. Amen. All right. Amen. Well, you know what? Amen. Well, I'm just
I'm up in here.
Okay. All right. All
I had
right.
To keep it silent,
amen.
You know, because I really got, you know, I had to get a tentative ear to hear what the Holy Spirit had to say. So even when I come to that point, I got to drown what's around me out to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because I'm telling you,
amen.
It's not that you guys
amen.
Speak a word. There's something that's digging deep. And I'm feeling the word that's coming over there from Accra. I don't know what's stirring up over there, but I'm telling you, whatever it is, it's blowing a wind, and it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And even the day as I sat at my computer, begin to do some things and typing some stuff up, and more people are coming in and want to be a part of the ministry. I got to juggle my schedule, and it's just ministry. It's just ministry. It's no big thing to me, you know what I mean? Because I'm a kind of person like, you know, if it's a big game, then I just get prepared for it. No pressures, no worries. You just do what God's called you to do to the fullest of what you're doing. Don't slack in what you're doing. Don't give them the hand-me-down, wash around, feel good, but give them what God has given is coming from the kingdom of God. As I felt the power of the Spirit is going over there with Jim Albright and them guys over there with highly esteemed Bishop Jim Minor and the man of God, highly esteemed Dr. Albright, Bright Albright, as I heard the Spirit moving, something was shaking in me, and I knew they said they must be rumbling right now. And just as he began to speak, and I felt the Spirit blowing over this way, right there in the middle of taking care of a woman of God who's about to come on the radio station from out of Canada, wants to be a part of the show, I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me. He said, for where you're going, you need a greater power. He said, well, where you're going, you need a greater anointing. You need to call out the horses on this one. You need to call out the spiritual power on this one. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, you need to partner in full 100% with Dr. Albright and Jim Minor, Bishop Jim Minor, because I'm about to do something that's going to shake up the world. And I'm telling you, man of God, when that thing hit me, I stopped right in my tracks. And I dropped to my knees because I knew I was under the obedience of the authority of the power of the Holy Ghost. And when I made the call, now, matter of fact, I didn't even make the call. The man of God, Bishop Jim Minor, texted me. And it was a right on time thing through the Spirit. Because when he texted me, the Holy Spirit said, ask him the question. That would he cover you during the course of the time in which we're about to move this, what we call the power shift. And I made that question to him. He said, you're blessed in all the world. He said, sure, without even a drop of the hat. He said, and it's quick. See, this is where you know something's truly moving through the anointing and the power of God. The man didn't even hesitate because he knew there was a divine connection to get to where we got to go to. And he said, not with a single drop. He said, sure, no problem. You're covered. See, that's what a teammate does when you're in battle. If you understood about the battle with Roman garrison, when he's out in the field of battle, he knows how to watch his friends back when the battle is going on every side, because the word has got to get through to the kingdom. This world connection is not just an international connection. It's really more than what we're seeing and what we're hearing. It's far beyond more than we can imagine, even think of. That's a connection that's moving here. There's a power move. There's a power shift in the midst of what's going on right now. I heard the word in the Spirit. I heard the blowing of the wind, and it said, tell that man of God, you need him to cover you for what the adversary is about to try to do to you and your family. I said, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind it, and I send it back to Satan, which it comes from. And the word of God to come, tell him to cover you, and tell Dr. Albright, who's already with you 100%, that you're going to need him because of what is about to take place. He said, you're just about to make the breakthrough. He said, matter of fact, you ain't just about to make the breakthrough. He said, you're walking in the middle of whatever I got you to do, and you need protection on every side because the adversary is coming. When Dr. Albright and you as man of God, you begin to speak the words you're just speaking, they ain't going to want to hear it. Matter of fact, when we was talking in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I heard the word of God say, they'll turn over the fables. They'll hear lies of inspiration. But when they come down, they hear the truth. They don't want to hear it because the word of God declared the creed. When Jesus left and went to the other side, they did not want the word of God. They wanted the bread and the loaves. But I heard the Holy Ghost speaking to Jesus Christ on the time he was there. He said, I don't need any one of you. He said, y'all going to leave me too? Because just like Dr. Albright said, I got the Father with me. You need to know that the prayers you're praying, if don't nobody be with you and don't nobody go with you, David, you're going to have to move because God is about to, now he's about, he already doing a new thing in what the ministry is doing in the season in which you're in. You got to catch the revelation of what God is doing. The only way you're going to find out is you got to be zooted in the Spirit. The word of God, the man said yesterday, he said, pray in tongues always. Look, praying in tongues, oh, don't faint in the middle of adversity. The enemy going to come from every side. But God said, I've got you. Am I God that I should lie? Or am I son of any man that I should have to repent? Don't be scared. As you're walking as a powerful man of God, a woman of God, don't be scared to turn down these false prophets. Don't shame them because you don't know what God is doing. Just, I don't think that may be for me, but God bless you. I'll pray about it. But don't be amen and saying amen and hallelujah to everything you hear. Don't be inviting stuff into your camp. Do what the man of God says. Sometimes you got to know how to strip yourself down, to get down on your knees, to get through the very cross that God is trying to get you to go to. Because the Bible tells me that wide is the path and narrow is the gate. The Bible says, in this ministry, in this work, he said, few are going to come in. Don't you worry about it, because I'm with you, the rod and the staff, the word of God will not leave you. I will lead you right to where I want to get you. So, man of God, even as y'all begin to speak, I feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit even be talking now. That I know God is in the midst of everything that we're going on that's going, what's taking place right now. I believe in the name of Jesus, even as we leave this land, that God has a prophetic call, not in the prophetic call, it's an illuminating call that he's opening up and giving us that revelation. But you say, an open heaven. God is letting us see everything that's going on. He's showing us what we got to do before the enemy even attacks. Man or woman, God, we got a heads up on the enemy on this one because he can't stop it. Ain't no way he can stop this one. This is going to be the power shift. This is going to get the church back on its axles. The truth, the thing that Dr. Albright is speaking about, the truth that, Prophet Denny is speaking about. You may not want to hear it, but if you're going to get back in line and play what God is calling you to play, to be a part of the team God wants you to be on, you're going to have to get with this. And it's going to shake you to the point you're going to be so doctrinated by what you're hearing in the churches. But God said, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. But you're going to have to hear what I'm saying. And to see, it may seem foolish, but you're going to have to believe what I'm saying in the season that I'm in, because I'm trying to get you to do this thing that's called a new thing. And the Bible says he's going to tingle the ears of every individual. They don't want to hear it right now. They don't want to hear it last night. Last night, it was 160 people on this line. And they were still moving in. I checked the statistics and everything that from around the world. That was 335 people had tuned in to this very event on yesterday. And, man, let me tell you something. That's a record over here. Nobody has even came close to doing what y'all did the other night, Dr. Albright. I'm telling you, man, you opened up some stuff. I've imagined the man of Kirk Denny, he couldn't be a prophet, couldn't be here. But he was tuned in the spirit, because God did something last night unusual in the realm. He turned something. That was a turning. That was a shifting. That was a change that took place on yesterday. And I'm telling you, man, the woman of God, I'm telling you, God out of Ghana opened up. That brother, that turned into a new key maker yesterday. He made a new key yesterday. And I'm telling you, he turned it yesterday. And I'm telling them locks released. And now God is wide open. He said, behold, I'm going to show you an open heaven. And God is letting it be revealed even right now. I don't know what's going on down there in Ghana. Down in the crowd. But I'm telling you, whatever it is, that man of God, Jim Minor, came down the brain, is earth shattering and it's world trembling and it's moving, it's radiating. And I'm telling you, man of God, it's pushing that wildfire. Father God, I thank you for this time, this moment with these men of God.
Hallelujah.
I declare to speak by the word of God and by the power of the illumination of the Holy Ghost, that even as we begin to move forward, Father God, you have already said in your word that no weapon designed, nothing formed, or nothing engineered against that which you have bought in the season of which you see. I declare by the word of God and by the illumination of the Holy Ghost that, Father God, what we see is already in place. And even as we move, Father God, the contracts, the buildings, the ministries, the things you have in place, it's not because we want it because of being minded or being large before people. We've done it because we know you're moving in this season that you're in. And we thank you, Father God, as you begin to take the man of God's wife and his family, Dr. Albright, look over Jim Minor's ministry in the name of Jesus, Jim Minor, esteemed Bishop Jim Minor's ministry in the name of Jesus. Look over the man of God, Prophet Kirk Denny, and all those who are on the line. I'm not just singling them out, but I got to show you where the power is coming from. And when you tap into the power, baby, I'm telling you, it's everlasting resource for whatever you need in your life. You will never go dry. Your well will never go dry. Think about the story about the woman at the well. You got to believe there's a well that's deep, and God is asking you to dip into it. And these men of God got the kind of spoon, the kind of bucket that you can dip down into and get whatever you need to satisfy that anointing that's been loose on your life. Father God, bless them in the name of Jesus. Let this ministry continue to force and go forth. Let be all that you commanded to do under the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I know I move in the name of Jesus. I know I talk a little quick for y'all, but you don't understand that God is doing something, and he's moving quick. He's moving swiftly, and he's moving in such a way that you don't even see the blurs that God is doing. He's doing things in the midnight, not in the midnight, even as we're speaking right now. God is moving. There's little things he's tumbling, he's twisting, he's turning, he's redirecting, he's doing things, even as we're speaking right now. God is moving things in position. That when he opened it up, which it already is, God said, I'm going to show you who I say I am. I'm going to show you who I am like. You're going to see a power move that you've never seen before in your entire life. Because I'm telling you, man of God, these men are in position. They're in position to do just what God has called them to do. They're like the angels that came down and told the woman of God, you're going to have this baby this time next year. This thing is going to come forth. And you're going to believe it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, man, we're pushing. And the birthing pains that we're pushing and having right now is because God's pushing something through. He's pushing something more stronger than we can imagine. And I'm telling you, man, it's healthy, it's strong, and it's going to be a full-term deliverance. It's going to be a full-term birth, and it's going to grow, and it's going to move. It's going to expand. It's going to knock the windows of the walls of Satan's house down, because God is going to expand it so quick and so fast that we're going to even understand it. I thank you for this time with these men of God. Don't forget. If you get a chance to join the man of God, Elder Kerry Williams, on Thursday night, and then we're going to come back on Friday, which is a sound report here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. Always a great word is coming forth to the woman of God, me and myself. But I want you to come back on Tuesday especially, for the intercession of time that Dr. Albright is leaving off and come back again, get a double portion, get a double for your money. Get, as they say, you know, come one, come all. Come right back on Wednesday as we're doing today and hear the man of God, Prophet Kirk Denny, bringing another illuminated word that's coming from the kingdom of God. God, we bless you. We thank you for this time, this moment. In the name of Jesus, get a man, Dr. Albright, the rest that he need. Get a rest of Jim, excuse me, to the prophet and to the man of God, Prophet Kirk Denny, and also to the man of God, highly esteemed Bishop Jim Minor, that he may have the proper rest that he needs as he continues to fulfill the work that he's calling him to do while he's over here in this particular part of the country. Father God, I thank you. I bless you. Got a little choker there, but it's all right. God is good. We thank you guys for being with us. And hey, look, God bless you.